This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1927, recorded on Thursday the 6th of October 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I'm Paddy Watkins and I'm joined by Rupert Hipwell. Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the Norwich Market. Today, we welcome new listeners, Maud Williams of Acle, Anne Beckerley of Wyndham, and Roger Keane of Upper Stoke Holy Cross. We hope you enjoy listening.
Now for some news items. Big efforts are being made to promote the city, and the paper carries stories about the possible new link with Heathrow for Norwich Airport and a four-year project to transform the Castle Keep. First, however, the Evening News has launched a campaign to improve the Norwich Market. It survived plagues, fires, wars, supermarkets and internet shopping, and still it stands proudly nearly a millennium after its humble beginnings. Although Norwich Market has changed with the times and faced periods of uncertainty, its colourful striped roofs are now an iconic part of the city centre. But the market can only continue to thrive if people back the traders on their doorstep. That's why the Evening News launched our Get Behind Your Market campaign to encourage everyone to support the market so it can carry on for many years to come. Announcing the campaign, David Powells, editor of the Evening News, said, "Norwich is lucky that it still has such a vibrant market and people should be very proud of it. We hope that people will support our campaign to ensure that it can continue to thrive for many, many more years to come."
Destination, destination, destination. Norwich International Airport could soon be the launching pad for holidays to a host of exotic places around the world, if a scheme of an airline takes off. Flybe announced that it was looking into establishing flights from Norwich to Heathrow Airport. It raises the tantalising prospect of people from Norwich and Norfolk being able to connect with flights to 185 places reached from Heathrow in 84 countries. The news comes after Flybe said it was heartened by the proposed plan announced by Heathrow Airport to enter into immediate consultation following a government decision to build a third runway there. The plan features a proposal for an extra 25,000 new flight movements by 2021 on an existing runways, and these would be set aside for domestic flights.
It's one of the great historic centrepieces of the city, and over the next few years, an ambitious project is aiming to transform Norwich Castle Keep and give visitors the chance to step back in time to the world of the Norman kings. Called Norwich Castle, Gateway to Medieval England, the £13 million four-year project will transform the keep to its former glory as it appeared in the days of King Henry I. Thanks to substantial funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund, much of the money is already in place to make the dream become a reality. Once the whole project is complete, visitors will be able to walk on the reinstated principal Norman floor and explore the recreated Royal Palace, including its Great Hall. There will also be a British Museum gallery of the medieval period and improved access for people with disabilities, including to the battlements, where state-of-the-art technology will give people the chance to compare views of modern and medieval Norwich. While there are big plans in place, much of the work in the near future will be happening behind the scenes, away from public view. Work is also going on to decide which objects from the British Museum's medieval collection will be brought to Norwich to be displayed alongside the castle's own artefacts. A huge array of specialists and organisations are also being consulted and advising on many different parts of the whole project. It is hoped the architect's work will be completed by the end of autumn next year, and all the key plans will be in place by the end of 2017, ready for construction to begin in 2018.
People living in Norwich will soon be able to leave electrical equipment and clothes out for recycling as part of an extension to curbside collections. Items such as kettles, irons, toasters, clothes and shoes will be collected each week starting in December, with a new fleet of 22 lorries introduced on the city's streets. It will make Norwich City Council the first authority in the county to provide such collections, which will be offered on top of the usual alternative recycling rubbish collections. Paul Kendrick, the council's cabinet member for neighbourhoods and community safety, said he was pleased the council was able to extend the collections. He said a new fleet of vehicles will be phased in, and from December, residents will be able to recycle small electrical items and textiles on both their refuse and recycling collection days. Only items which fit in the carrier bags will be collected. But light bulbs, car and industrial batteries and fluorescent tubes will not be collected. The council said the new vehicles did not come at an extra cost and had actually saved £50,000. A spokeswoman said there is no additional cost as it's part of our contract with Biffer to deliver the waste collection service, and the current fleet of vehicles are due for renewal.
Hopes of persuading rail chiefs to build a new station on the edge of Norwich and run more trains on North Norfolk's Bitton line have edged a little nearer. North Norfolk District Council's Cabinet is recommending giving £15,000 towards a more detailed study on the moves. If realised, councillors heard the developments would be a huge boon to North Norfolk's economy, opening up new job and travel opportunities. A preliminary study commissioned by Broadland District Council found that, after costs, the changes would bring benefits of £15.5 million and attract an estimated extra 190,000 passengers a year. The station would be built at the Broadland Business Park site, and hand in hand, supporters also want a half-hourly peak time service on the Norwich to North Walsham section of the Bitton line, which runs as far as Sheringham. The current service is hourly.